Hey, Kathy Burns is with me, folks, and we are talking, well, we have our farm and food segment. I have no idea where this is going. Let it rip.
It's time, Ed, for me to present to you a pop quiz about good greens.
What if I fail?
I'm going to have to, I guess, school you a little bit.
Okay.
So, because we have greens growing outside, even right now under our cold frames, and a lot of people are excited to start planting greens because they're good for us. I thought it would be fun just to see what we know and don't about which are the, quote, healthiest
greens. That's the royal we? You mean what we know means what I know?
No, what Harvard Health and what Healthline.com know.
All right.
Those are my two sources. I'm putting healthy in quotation marks because it's very individual.
Okay.
What is healthy for whom? Your age, different things. Different people need different things.
All right, let's do this.
All right. So I'm going to ask you some questions. All the amounts of greens that I'm talking about will be 1 cup of raw, fairly roughly chopped greens. It equates to about a half of a serving of vegetables.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that pans out for the new food triangle that RFK introduced, we talked about last week. But here's your first question. Each of my two sources, Harvard Health and Healthline.com, offered a list of some of the most nutrition-dense and otherwise beneficial leafy greens. Name three leafy greens that you think are on this list.
Kale, collards, and mustard.
You have 2 out of 3 right. Mustard greens were not noted. That doesn't mean they're not healthy, but they just weren't noted on this list. The others, arugula, beet greens, cabbage, microgreens, which I disagree is an actual green.
Okay.
I think that's just all kinds of greens. Romaine lettuce. Spinach, Swiss chard, and watercress.
Okay.
We're at the top of the list. So question two, which of these four leafy greens, I'm going to name four, has the highest amount of vitamin C? The four are kale, watercress, green cabbage, and red cabbage.
Watercress.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is red cabbage.
Really?
Watercress has about 4 milligrams of vitamin C per the serving amount. It's the lowest.
Oh.
Next on the list.
Well, what do I know?
Next on the list is kale at 19 milligrams per serving, half serving. The next on the list is green cabbage at 28 milligrams, and the highest is red cabbage at a shocking 50 milligrams per serving.
I'm so embarrassed right now. Keep going.
Well, I chose some very off-the-wall questions just for the sake of conversation.
Okay.
I thought it was really interesting that the green and red cabbage have different nutrient
content. Yeah, it
contents.
Is. Yeah, I'm surprised, too. We had a really good red cabbage year this past year. The year before, we had a really good green cabbage year.
Mm-hmm.
And both years, the other one didn't do well at all.
And this year, for the first time, we made homemade sauerkraut.
We did.
That was really fun. Question number three, which of these four greens has the highest concentration of calcium? Swiss chard, collard greens, beet greens, or spinach? This is for calcium.
Spinach.
Again, no, I'm sorry. The lowest was Swiss chard at 18 milligrams. The second was spinach at 30 milligrams. Beet greens came in next at 44, and the highest was collard greens with 52 to 83.
I was going to go with collards, but that's too obvious anyway.
Yeah. My next question is, which leafy green of all that you know is known to be the least nutrient dense?
Iceberg lettuce.
Yes, you got it. Congratulations.
Iceberg lettuce is pretty much just cell wall, isn't it?
Well, I want to go back to the calcium question, though. This was very interesting. The high calcium content of the vegetable isn't as important as the ratio of calcium compared to a compound called oxalates, which bind to calcium. Swiss chard has a high calcium rate, but also a high oxalate rate, which means your body is not going to absorb the calcium contained therein.
Mm-hmm.
And collards are considered moderately high in oxalates. So although they contain it, your body may not absorb it.
And it also depends on how these things are cooked or whether they're eaten raw.
Well, I mentioned these are raw amounts, but you're right. If you cook some vegetables, they do lose some nutrients.
Yeah.
So,
but they're also more edible.
I think
I would say collards, for example.
Yes.
I'm really not a fan of raw collards.
Not either. Or kale.
Collards with bacon grease. Yeah.
I can tolerate some raw kale if it's smashed with salt and mixed up with some tasty other stuff. But the lesson for me is still what we always knew, a variety, yeah. And then you're going to get what you need.
Yeah. In terms of greens, folks, cold frames. Now, if you're thinking about that, plant that in October, but you got to build your cold frame.
Well.
And, wow, I tell you, we have greens right now that we've already had a salad mm-hmm. from one of our cold frames, even though it gets down below zero.
It's exciting.
I mean, it doesn't do well when it gets that cold, but, hey, by the time March 1st rolls around, it's great stuff.
Go greens.
Thanks, Kathy.